Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in for my weekly update. Hope everyone's staying warm and safe out there. This week in the Missouri State Senate, we discussed several bills on the Senate floor, including Senate Bill 22. It would be a change in how we allow ballot summaries to be written. Those are those 50-word summaries that you see when you go to vote, whether it's an April election or some other November election. There is no room for politics or politicians in the voting process. I think that the process that Missouri has had in place for over 100 years, where if the ballot summary is perceived to be biased or inaccurate, then in the state of Missouri, that means the judicial branch is responsible for writing a fair, accurate, and balanced summary. I think that voters deserve to be able to look at a 50-word summary and feel like that is truly a reflection of what they're voting on. There is absolutely no room for politics in this process. Worked really hard on Wednesday afternoon to get that bill laid over. We will continue to stand up for the integrity of the ballot initiative process. This week in the Senate Agriculture Committee, we passed a bill out that would ban the sale and distribution of certain invasive species. These are things like Japanese honeysuckle and Kauri pear. It's an important issue because if you look around the state of Missouri, especially if you look around District 24, you can see how invasive honeysuckle has really overtaken a lot of our communities, not just residential areas, but parks and conservation areas. I think, although this is not a magic bullet, by banning the sale and distribution of new items, we can eventually, as Missourians, get control on that and take back some of our land. I work very hard in my free time in the community with a group called the Weed Warriors to remove invasive honeysuckle. And I just would like to do everything we can to protect Missouri because it's obviously a beautiful place to live. Our office had a lot of visitors this week. Even though we had a snowy Wednesday, I was visited by county assessors, advocates for our neighborhood, public schools, people from around the state that work for credit unions stopped by. I met with a lot of constituents who are volunteers with the Alzheimer's Association, and I also had a really interesting visit with the American Waterways Operators. It's always great to see people. If you can't make it to Jeff City, feel free to call, email, whatever works best for you. I love hearing from you, but my staff also loves hearing from you as well. Hannah and Emily are here to help. I hope everybody has a very happy Valentine's Day weekend.